God is not simply into behavior modification. If that's all he was concerned about, he would have just simply said, persevere, stop doing evil, be nice, watch what you say. But he doesn't do that. In his word, he roots everything in himself and how he is after our hearts. And this is something that we as churches need to hear and we need to work on. If we've been raised in church, we've probably been told that Christians are the type of people that don't do these certain things, and Christians are the type of people that do these other certain types of things. So it becomes a list of rules to keep without ever understanding what's at the heart of the instruction and why God implores us to live under certain truths. Welcome to Life Words Day by Day, where we see that James goes beyond the behavior and gets to the heart here in chapter 4. James chapter 4, verse 1. What is the source of quarrels and conflicts among you? Is not the source your pleasures that wage war in your members? That Greek word translated pleasure is from this word that we derive our term hedonism from. In Greek thought, this described the system which sought to gratify the flesh. Pleasure in and of itself is not bad. It's only bad when it becomes an overriding priority sought after in the wrong way. And such pleasures can easily get out of hand so that they declare open war on our souls and on others. James says these pleasures wage war in your members. There's a war going on. The battleground is inside you. And to make matters worse, it doesn't stay inside you. It spills out of you and it results in outward conflicts where you assert your own desires over the needs of others. This type of pleasure and lust is characterized by being fully committed to your own agenda. Well, what's the opposite of making your pleasure a priority? Well, it's in the making the needs of others a priority. It's in the humility of mind in which you do not merely look out for your own personal interest, but also for the interest of others, which is what Paul says in Philippians chapter 2, verse 4. It's that outlook wherein you regard one another as more important than yourself. Or more recently, like James says, that we are open to reason, full of mercy and good fruits, impartial and sincere. And this only comes when we walk with Jesus day by day. As you pray today, please remember Stephen Schroeder and his family, our missionaries in Papua New Guinea. Also, remember the Bacol Southern Sorsogon Life Word broadcast in the Philippines.